Hey guys, real quick, welcome back to the Lockout Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. Just want to say real quick before the podcast starts, I apologize for releasing this at 6:30 p.m. Way too late. I don't like it. I apologize. Tomorrow's will be out early. Enjoy. Oh, if you want to skip right to the picks, skip to about 8 minutes into the podcast. The first 8 or so minutes is just me talking shit. Then the picks come, and then an outro of me talking even more shit. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, guys? Just got to get right to it. There's nothing worse. Clear my throat for this. This bullshit. Man, there's nothing worse in sports betting than making the proper pick on not only the side spread play, but also the total. And being right, making the right picks, yet losing. Because with under 2 minutes left, like a minute and a half left, man, shit's frustrating. Shit is frustrating, I'm not gonna lie. I missed the baseball season. Fucking Packers, man. So frustrating. When the fucking team you pick to win by 3.5 or more fucking are down 22-20 with like a minute 40 left, they hand the ball up the middle, goes basically untouched, has a touchdown, and instead of scoring the touchdown, he fucking slides to a stop, gets touched, and he's down, and does not score. Go on to... Oh, man, you motherfuckers. Then, of course, Green Bay kicks the field goal to win 23-22. Obviously, there's a lot of talk about we did the right play, blah, blah, blah. Of course, it was the right fucking football play to make. But it also makes you think the fucking professional sports are rigged to a certain extent. I mean, I know this is not the best example of the NFL or whatever being rigged. I know that. There's way better examples. I've been saying this forever. People can agree, disagree, whatever. Let me just go through the numbers real quick with you, okay? 71. That's 71% of the betting public's action percentage-wise was on the Packers last night at -3.5. Okay? 61%, that's more than 50%, 61% was on the over, either 46.5, 46, or 45.5. Now, Green Bay scores that touchdown 99 out of 100 times. They're going to go ahead and win 27-23, which would cover the 3.5-point spread by a half a point, as well as make the total go over all three of those numbers, 45.5, 46, and 46.5, to make it 50. But no. Instead, let's not score this fucking Oh, man. That's annoying. It's just annoying when you make the correct pick and then shit like that happens. But what makes it even more annoying is the money percentages. Of how Vegas is not going to take a loss like that ever. And it just seems a little bit sketchy. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything can be definitive just on this one game. But... I've been doing this long enough to have seen this so many times. And this one was a little less blatant than some other times. However, it was pretty fucking blatant. And I would not be surprised if the fucking entire coaching staff of the Packers had over 50 grand on the fucking Lions +3.5. I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised if they all had fucking 2-pick parlays with the Lions +3.5 and the under. I wouldn't be fucking surprised. I'm just saying, Just saying, a little frustrated waking up this morning, a little fucking frustrated. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Motherfucker. Anyway, that's enough of me bitching. I just had to get that out. Oh, man. And it's like, for some reason, this only seems to happen in professional sports. I don't get it, guys. Oh, man. Fucking frustrating. That shit's frustrating. I don't care what anybody says. That's a fucking bad beat. It's a bad beat. I don't care what anybody says. It's not the worst beat ever, but it sucks. Oh, man. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Anyway, that's that. I got some nice picks for you today, guys. Quick word from Anchor, and I'll be right back on this fucking annoying ass fucking Tuesday morning. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. Alrighty, guys, I'm back. I had a few different segment ideas for today. I have a couple recorded. I have a couple things recorded that I recorded a while back that are ready to go. I just need to upload them into episodes. But I'm running super late today. Unfortunately, it's already almost 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Most of the games, well, a lot of the games start at 7 o'clock today, so I just want to get this out to you. I was actually even going to put the intro there where I bitched about the Packers for 5 minutes at the end and put the picks first, but it's only 5 minutes. You guys could get through it. Anyway, I just want to let you guys know, right before I took that little break, due in part to the Twitter suspension for something totally unrelated, the podcast started getting super popular. It literally doubled. Some of the episodes tripled in listeners and downloads. So, and I noticed back down to about even where I was right before that, which is cool with me. But I realized a couple of things just real quick before I get into the picks. First is I was, as well as somebody who I paid to do it, was advertising on different websites and different forums. So yeah, that helped a lot. Got a lot of new listeners who are still here. Daily listeners too, a couple. So I'm going to go back to doing that. I'm going to get on his ass and do his job. He's busy too, but he said he'll be back tomorrow and be doing it. Just blasting on forums and things like that. It's been really positive. The other thing is, when I had my first guest on, that episode was the most listened to Lagila Sports Betting Podcast episode ever, which is really cool. Shout out to Matt at Jersey Way Betting on Twitter. So, and right before that, the 4 or 5 previous episodes actually were are all the top 5 listened episodes. I noticed that I started branching out. I started doing different topics, the storytelling episodes, things like that. I also noticed you guys really like when I talk about betting. The episode where I talked about basically what it means to be a professional bettor versus being a really good amateur bettor versus being a fucking total phony. That got super good reactions. A lot of messages on Twitter and emails and things like that about you guys really liking that. So I'm going to go back to doing, I'll find betting topics. Like I said, if you guys want, just send in a voice message or DM me with a topic you'd like me to talk about, and I'll talk about it. Pretty well versed in this sports betting thing. Anyway, I didn't plan on doing this little talk real quick, but I feel like I should go into more depth for you guys. I don't like just doing a quick intro, just throwing out a few picks. And then closing the show. I don't really like doing that. I want this to be different. But on the flip side, this is a daily podcast. So, I mean, I could, but I don't really think releasing an hour and a half daily podcast is a good move. Anyway, I'm going to throw this in and quick word from Anchor. And then fucking we'll get right to the picks. And then I'm going to do an outro for you guys. Because I feel like talking today, boys. So you're going to hear me a lot. All right, be right back with the picks. All right, guys, let's get right into it. First one, we're going to talk about the MLB game tonight. Already missed the Houston at New York Yankee game. I would have probably been wrong anyway. I can't bet on this series, guys. You're not going to hear any more picks for the Houston-New York Yankee series. I'm sorry. The Yankees are my team. I basically always had a rule. I don't bet with or against any of my local teams, especially if I'm a big fan of them. So no Giants, Jets. Islanders, although I love betting the Islanders. They've been great for me already this year and last year. No Rangers, hockey-wise, no Rangers, no Devils, no Nets, no Knicks, none of that shit. But, you know, it's tough sometimes. Anyway, especially I love betting against the fucking Giants. Anyway, so yeah, Houston's up 2-0 right now in the top of the fifth. Garrett Cole is an absolute monster. I love this guy for Houston. But hopefully, two solo home runs by Houston. Hopefully, the Yankees. I mean, listen, the Yankees are decimated with injuries. They've been all season. They're kind of coming back now. They really lean on their bullpen too much, in my opinion. They'll literally take, they've done it already in the series. They'll fucking let their starting pitcher pitch for 2.5 innings or 2.2 innings or 2 1/3 innings, 2 2/3 innings. Fucking allow like 2 hits, a run, and fucking 2 walks, and they'll just pull them because they have so much confidence in their bullpen. But they even, you know, you saw in game one when Tanaka was pitching amazing. Fucking, like, it was like the 6th inning. He had like 68 pitches thrown, and, you know, they're thinking about pulling them already. And they still pulled them too early, in my opinion, but it's all good. I understand we have a great bullpen. At the same time, you gotta let fucking an MLB starting pitcher, you gotta let him go, especially if he's fucking pitching well anyway. So, second game on the slate for MLB is St. Louis at Washington. This series went fast as fuck. So yeah, guys, I don't know. How can you bet against this Washington Nationals team? I'm so glad I have that future with them to win the World Series at 12-1, 14-1. So yeah, go Houston. I mean, go Washington. I also have a Houston future, a New York Yankees future, but I don't have a St. Louis future. I also had a Rays future, but that's cool. So I'm looking good. If any of those three teams win the World Series, it's not looking like St. Louis. The only team I don't have is going to win, so we're good. How can you bet against this Nationals team tonight? It's Corbin on the mound. St. Louis looks defeated. They look defeated. Last night? They played last night, right? Yeah, they looked defeated last night. Like I tweeted, you guys got to follow me on Twitter closely if you don't. Last night I released a pick right before game time. I said, now that you can follow, you can see it on my tweet, I'm sure. I said, now that the total just dropped from 7 to 6.5, I like the over, and it went over 8-1 Washington. I just can't bet against this Washington Nationals team. I really, really, really don't like the -165 odds. So what I'm going to say, I'm going to recommend doing, if St. Louis wins this game, I'm done betting on this series. But I just don't think, I think Washington closed it out tonight. Washington -1.5 at now +119. Washington -1.5 open at -110. So we're getting good odds here. 75% of the public is on the run line -1.5. 63% is on the money line for Washington. So I don't really like betting with the public. You guys know that. I like contrarian betting for the most part. But how could you bet against this Nationals team right now? Also, in regards to the over-under, this is not going to be a podcast pick. Just my thoughts. I've been nailing the over-unders in this series. So if you want, tail it. I do feel confident, but I don't want to release it as a podcast pick. Ah, fuck it, I will. How about this? So the over on the open at 7.5. It's currently 7.5 still. It opened at the over -115, under -105. Currently, over is -116, under is -104. So Vegas is basically telling you that the over is the favorite pick. 62% of the betting public is on the over. I like the under here. I went over last night. I like the under here tonight, guys. Corbin on the mound. St. Louis is going to fight, I'm sure. It's going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion. So, take the under if you'd like. I'm going to get you an NBA game tonight, boys. NBA game. For a couple of reasons here. First of all, of course, the data likes this, or I would not even talk about it. Second, the way the line movement and the spread is working right now for this game, I can't see any argument. Definitely no argument to take the Cleveland Cavs, but I don't see an argument to not take the Celtics. So, Celtics, +5.5 on the road. Road dogs. I love Boston tonight here, boys. Not only do I think they cover the 5.5, but I also think they win. The money line should be way higher for a +5.5 dog. It's only at +165 for Boston. That should certainly be close. It should be fucking close to the 240, 250, +240, 250. So that's telling you something there. Vegas doesn't want to give long odds on that because they think it might happen, probably. So we'll see. But yeah, that's definitely a podcast pick. I'm doing this podcast in New York City. It's like fucking girl right on my ass. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, get the fuck away from me, man. Like, I'll literally, like, okay, so where I work, real quick, where I work is Midtown. You know, busiest place in the fucking world. A block away from Times Square. 2 blocks away from Times Square. And fucking, I go to these blocks where there's nobody. I'll find a block that's empty. As soon as I start talking on the podcast, it's fucking 8 million people up my ass. And it's like, people in New York, like, fuck it. I'm not going to go down that road. not going to go down that road. So anyway, Boston plus 5.5 tonight. Just real quick, another reason for this is the line movement. Like I stated earlier, Boston opened up at -5.5 favorites, getting 65% of the betting public's action. And the line has gone 10 points in our favor if you're betting Boston. So it went from -5.5 at -110 to +5.5 at -110. And Boston is getting most of the betting action. So I don't understand that shit. If you'd like to take Cleveland, by the way, just letting you know this real quick, William Hill has definitely the best odds for taking Cleveland at -4. Boston is +4 on their site. So fuck William Hill, by the way. They have they owe me money, and the only way I can get paid out is by ordering the prepaid card, the William Hill prepaid debit card, which I've done 3 times now. Still haven't received it. Fuck William Hill, in my opinion. But anyway, almost every other book has +5.5, except DraftKings and FanDuel, Jersey books, which are +5 each. I don't know. I'm on FanDuel right now, and I see +5.5, so whatever. As for the other NBA games tonight, Philly is -6 playing Detroit at home in Philly. 76% is on Philly. I like Philly there for sure, but I'm not putting that as a podcast pick. I liked it more at -2.5. -6 is quite a bit. This early on. And Minnesota is playing Indiana. Indiana is -5 favorites. Of course, motorcycles just passed by, so fuck my life. So yeah, that's it for the NBA. Boston is definitely the only pick tonight for the NBA. And then real quick, NHL. Tampa Bay is at Montreal. Boy, has Tampa Bay been disappointing since that fucking 4-0 sweep in last year's playoffs. I like Montreal here, guys, playing Tampa Bay in Montreal. Montreal opened at +120 dogs. They're currently +117 dogs. Tampa Bay opened at -140. They're currently -129. Tampa Bay is getting 70% of the betting public's action, yet the line is getting better. I talk about this all the time. It's one of my favorite angles in sports betting. The fucking money is on one team, and the line is getting better for the better. So that doesn't make sense. You always have to ask yourself a question. Why is that happening? And then go from there. The data also likes Montreal here. The data has hated Tampa Bay so far this year, just so you guys know. Again, it's very tough this early on in the season with such limited amount of data. I can't wait for I can't wait for the NHL to get into full swing. The NBA, it's going to be good, boys. The NHL, the NBA in full swing. The NFL in fucking full effect. I love that time of year. I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, college basketball, boys. I'm fucking super excited for the college basketball season this year. The NBA should be a moneymaker, to be honest with you guys. If you don't follow Jay Money at Jay Money on Twitter, follow him. He's a great NBA follow. But yeah, the NBA should be fucking money, especially early on. I don't usually like betting. You guys know professional sports, especially. I don't really like betting until game 25, 30, game 35, game 40, you know, a quarter way through the season, a third of the season. But the NBA this year, I have a big time feeling that the lines are going to be super fucking soft. The teams that got all these big trades are going to be super heavily favored. More than they should be, so we're going to get some good action early on in the NBA. I'm looking forward to it. A couple more, and I'll wrap this up. I'm going to also put a outro piece to this, and I'm going to talk about a betting topic, I think, if I feel like it. Arizona is at Winnipeg. Winnipeg only -126, open at -140. I say take Winnipeg today, guys. Arizona's tough on the road, but they're struggling this season big time, mightily. Again, with the crazy line movement, not crazy, this doesn't make sense. 65% of the betting public's action is on Winnipeg. They open at -140, they're down to -126, so the line just keeps getting better, and people just keep pounding it. Ask yourself why. Arizona at +114 currently. So, Winnipeg and Montreal tonight, boys. Two home teams that I like a lot. Toronto is -236. Wow, that's really high for this early. Also, a game I really like. I've been riding this team. I did last year. I'm going to do it again this year. Nashville Predators are at the Vegas Golden Knights. Again, with the line moving. Vegas open at -150, getting 69% of the betting public's action. They're down on -132. Not only do I like the money line -132, put $130, win 100. Who gives a fuck? Go for it. I also really like the Vegas -1.5 goal line. I think they'll win by at least 2. That's +175. So, you know, if you want as well, you guys know I told you about the MLB season, you know, making it essentially a -1 run line. By putting a certain amount on the money line and a certain amount on the -1.5 run line to make it so that if they do win by one, you break even completely. You don't have to pay the fucking vig. Well, who's better than you? So maybe I'll talk about that, how to do that exactly. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, so if you want to do that, I say put basically half the bet on Vegas minus 132 and half the bet on Vegas minus 1.5 plus 135. I'll tell you exactly how to do that if you guys don't understand that. You're essentially making a minus one goal line. So if Vegas does win by one, you break even. So essentially, you'll lose the minus 1.5, but you'll win the money line. And the way you do it is you put the perfect amount of money so that if you lose the money line, I mean, if you lose the minus 1.5 goal line and win the money line, you'll lose the exact same amount on the minus 1.5 bet that you win on the money line bet. So if that clears it up at all, if you have any questions on that, hit me up. And I think that's it. I do like Carolina on the road, minus 161 here tonight. Detroit is at Vancouver. I don't have a play for you here, but I do like Detroit as a pretty heavy dog here, plus 137 at the moment. What else we got in the NHL? That's it. MLB, that's it. Houston, still 2-0 over the Yankees in the top of the fifth still. 3-0, one out, man on first. Severino on the mound, Bregman on the plate at the plate. NBA, I really like that Boston pick, guys. I'm going to get this out to you in time for you to take Boston if you want to take Boston. Obviously no NFL. And fuck the Packers for doing that last night. All right, boys, let me get this out to you. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. You're the best. Hit me up on Twitter at JADULANAEJDSportsPick. Email me, JD.Pro11@gmail.com. Send me in a goddamn voice message. Well, yeah, the link is right there in the podcast description. It helps the show. Thank you for the tips, guys. They're rolling in. I love you guys for that. Thank you for the donations. You guys are the best. And, oh, I know what I'm going to talk about in the outro. Let's do this, boys. Enjoy the games. I love you guys. All right, guys. Just a real quick outro here. I was going to go ahead and talk about that minus one run line, minus one goal line, and get into more detail about it, but you know what? I actually have to write some things down for that. It's a bit confusing, a bit complicated. I'll do that in a podcast coming up this week. Please send in a voice message with any questions or any topics you'd like me to talk about. It helps the podcast a lot. Please keep sending in tips. And I do have to apologize. I did not talk about this in the intro or the main part of the podcast. I am sorry. Anybody who bought the Lock It Lock Pick of the Day yesterday, it lost. I had a big argument with a couple guys, not a couple guys, listeners, but a couple of my friends trying to debate which was the strongest NHL pick last night because they were both rated very highly. Unfortunately, when I released the podcast, I was going to release Buffalo as the Lock It Lock Pick of the Day. They went 4-0, of course, but that was a 3 p.m. game, so I wanted to give you guys ample opportunity to take the Lock It Lock Pick of the Day if you wanted it. Full disclosure, it was Edmonton last night. Edmonton on the road as slight dogs. I really like that pick. Data loved that pick. Everybody loved that pick that I spoke to, which is usually a good sign for the Lock It Lock Pick of the Day. The Islanders hit, Buffalo hit for you guys that I released on the podcast yesterday, and then fucking Edmonton lost 3-1. That sucks balls. What are you gonna do? People were trying to tell me, oh, in that game, take the over 1.5. It's only minus 175. Dude, I'm not fucking dropping minus 175 on an over 1.5 goal in the first period. It's not happening. I'm never paying that much, that heavy a price. I was actually like on the flip side. Well, if it's that expensive, I'm gonna take the under 1.5 run line for like, what would it be? Like plus 160, right? I checked, it was like plus 118. So fuck out of here with that bullshit. I don't like prop bets. That's technically a prop bet. It's actually an over under period goal bet. It's technically a prop bet, in my opinion. Kind of a sucker's bet, but I will take those here and there. I love taking zero runs scored in the first, second, or third inning in baseball. I also like over-unders in the first period, second period, or third period. It's normally 1.5, but if I'm getting a price like minus 175, I'm not taking it. And guess what happened? There were no goals scored in the first period in the Edmonton-Chicago game. So I do sincerely apologize about that, guys. If you did pay for the Lock It Lock Pick today, you already know what happens. You get the next two for free. And I'm going to be releasing the next two for free anyway. So when I do that, the next two paid ones will be for free for anybody who bought the Lock It Lock Pick of the day yesterday. I apologize once again. The record is now 70-11. I hope you can forgive me for those 11 losses versus the 70 fucking wins, guys. It's July 3rd. That's not bad at all. Going over, I haven't done the full podcast pick record in about a little over 3 weeks, like 24 days. So I have it for previously before the 24 days. So I have to basically add it all up. It's still around like, it's over 80% winners, so that's fucking crazy since July 3rd. I love you guys for listening. Guys, how you can help the podcast, if you can't help out financially, that's cool. How you can help is by tweeting about the podcast. If you're on any forums and anybody messaged anything about trying to find a good sports betting podcast, or even if they don't, blast out the links, blast out the name of the podcast, tell them it's available everywhere. That's all I can ask of you guys. I want the numbers to go up. I want them to never stop going up. So I will continue to do my best on this. I apologize that since about the 9th or the 10th, since, you know, I had my little incident on the subway and at the same time got suspended from Twitter for 7 days, I think maybe it was for the best. It was like a blessing in disguise. However, the numbers did take a hit due to that. But like I said in the beginning of this podcast, I noticed you guys really like when I mix up the content. I like doing different content. So I'm going to continue doing that. I know it's been lacking the past week and a half or so. But yeah, I'm back. I've been super busy as well. You know, it's tough doing this, guys. It really is tough, but I love doing it. I love helping you guys win. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I hate fucking losing. I got so used to this winning every single night for months and months and months on that during the MLB season. And, you know, it's kind of like rocking me to my world to go fucking 3-2 and 2-3 and 4-3 and that type of shit. So it's killing me. So I have to do more research. You know, when I was doing super well on the podcast, I was putting in 3, 4, 5, 6 hours of research to give out free picks. People were telling me, like, that's pretty silly that you're wasting this much time. But I don't feel it's a waste of time, you know. As you guys know, I'm a recovering drug addict, so keeping myself busy with anything with a semblance of positivity in it, which I do feel this podcast is a good thing for me. So also, to you guys reaching out to me, telling me that you guys are recovering addicts or whatnot, that's fucking awesome. I'm really glad I released that part of my life to you guys, and I'll be talking more about that too. I actually have a guest lined up. He is currently a heroin addict / methamphetamine addict / K2 smoking street guy from New York City who is dying to come on the podcast. I asked him, why do you want to come on the podcast? He admittedly knows nothing about sports and nothing about sports betting. He said, bro, because I'll get super high and be a fucking awesome guest. So I had an idea. A guy named Ari Shaffir, one of my favorite comedians in New York City, does a podcast called Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank. And like 3 or 4 episodes ago, he had a homeless chick on to talk about basically panhandling. So I have a couple ideas to do with this guy. I might have him on, I might not. I might record it just for shits and giggles and just never release it. I might release it as a podcast episode, standalone episode. I might release it as a piece of a podcast. I might just never do it. We'll see. The thing is, getting close to him, I have to be like, dude, either get high way before we meet up, or like definitely not in front. I can't be around you if you're super high. And I want to talk about addiction with somebody who's really in it, because a lot of these podcasts, you guys know I love Dopey Podcast, check them out, Dave's the man. I love that podcast, but it's getting really, really recovery driven. And like anybody who comes on is kind of like super NA, Captain NA, you know what I mean? Like, won't even talk about drugs anyway. I want to do a different spin on it. I want to have a user who's currently fucked, that really needs rehab badly, who's homeless living on the streets of New York City. If you guys think that'll be a good piece of the podcast, let me know. And I'll do it. I don't mind sitting down with the guy for 15 minutes, a half hour, but after that, I gotta get the fuck out of there. Realize my recovery is still on fucking shaky ass ground. I'm only clean for four months now, and 4 months and 9 days. So that's pretty fucking awesome for me. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. This is the most clean time I've had, like legitimately clean and sober. No weed, no alcohol, obviously no hard drugs, no pills, nothing, since I'm like fucking 17, 18 years old. So I'm proud of that number. I know it's not long, but I feel great. I'm doing great. Getting robbed on the subway wasn't great. I'm not gonna lie. That almost pushed me back into using, because it's like, in my mind, and I'll let you guys go after this thought. In my mind, it's like, dude, if I'm doing the right thing, you know, I'm staying clean, I'm staying sober, I'm living my life positively, I'm not lying, I'm not cheating, I'm not stealing, I'm keeping my word, I'm keeping my commitments, all that shit. And it's like, then I get robbed on the subway. You know, I was using for fucking years and years and years. Yeah, I got beat here and there, but I never got robbed like that. Since I've been clean for these fucking over 4 months, I've been robbed 3 separate times. And right before I got clean, 1 time before that. I'll just tell you the quick stories real quick. The first time, fucking Jesus Christ. The first time was for my fucking month and a half old iPhone XS. this is right before I got clean. Got super high, knotted out basically on heroin in the streets of New York City with my head against a kiosk for like 5 minutes, Matt. I wake up, my phone next to me, and my phone's gone, completely gone. Luckily, I had insurance, so it cost me $200 to get that back. That sucked. Then, fucking, listen, guys, I've never been robbed in New York City, and I've been here for fucking so many years, decades. And this shit's never happened to me before. So then, I go into rehab, I come out, I'm clean, but I'm homeless. I'm not homeless anymore, thank God. I was technically homeless, but I wasn't, I had places to go, but listen. All right, I was home. I'm ashamed to say that, but I really wasn't. At the same time, I had places to go. But, you know, you don't want to intrude or anything like that. But after this happened, I did intrude. But, you know, I was staying on the subway, you know, walking around all night, just sleeping on the subway for a few hours. And I fall asleep for a few minutes. I wake up, and there's some dude running out of the train as the doors close, as leaving. With my book bag in his hand. Now, mind you, I just got out of rehab. I had just filled all my prescriptions. When you go to rehab, you know, they give you all these new psych meds and fucking Suboxone. If you know anything about opiate addiction, Suboxone has saved my life. It's basically a maintenance drug. So it helps you get off heroin. And if you choose, you can stay on it for quite a while. It basically staves away any withdrawal symptoms, so you don't have to go through that hell. And then as a plus, it kind of staves you away from using. It helps with the cravings just enough, especially when you mix it in with the other psych drugs that they give you if they're the proper medicine. And, you know, it doesn't get you high. Methadone is the other option. That shit gets you high as fuck. And it's not good. Methadone, I would never, ever, ever get on methadone. Suboxone is a completely different thing. Sure, some people don't like it. Oh, you just replace one drug with another. Sure, whatever. Do heroin for more than fucking a week straight, and then take it to Boston. Tell me how high you get. You don't get high at all. Yeah, sure, if you take it right now and you've never used an opiate in your life, you're gonna get high as fuck. But I honestly don't feel it, and if I did feel it, I would probably stop taking it, because I don't want to feel anything like that ever again. So I am on Suboxone, but I'm weaning down off of a pretty high dose. You know, I was using heroin since I'm 17, 34 now, so you do the math. Anyway. So yeah, that was the second time. I get off at the next stop on the subway, the very next stop. It's like 3:30 in the morning. I don't even know. At this point, I'm like, why am I even getting off at this stop and trying to go back? That shit's gone, long gone. Oh, what was in my bag was important. All my meds, brand new scripts of meds, thousands of dollars worth of meds. I'll just be honest with you. One is a fucking pretty heavy antipsychotic that people on the street love and people in jail love, because it just knocks you the fuck out. Doesn't knock me out because I got major issues, but that's cool. Cool. The other one was a mood stabilizer that is not worth a dick on the street. The other one was a antidepressant / sleep aid that, if you don't know what you're looking for, it's not worth anything on the street anyway. But the thing that was in there was like 35 Suboxone. And on the street, they go from anywhere from $8 to $25 per piece. So I get off at the next stop. I go back to the stop I was just at. I get off the train. I get off the train. I walk across because it was obviously on the uptown side. I was downtown now. And my bag and stuff is all over the platform. What this guy was looking for, I have no idea. There's a brand new pair of LG wireless headphones in there, all this shit, and he just left it all. I guess he was just looking for cash, who knows. And then I got robbed two more times after that. You guys know what happened a couple weeks back. For $2,200, it pretty much everything else, but Beats headphones, everything, but I had another pair of Beats, which was fine. And then one other time before that in Times Square, I caught the guy trying to take my bag. It's not exciting, it's not a great story, so I'll just let you guys go. It is now 6:20, so I want to get this out to you guys so you can make some 7 o'clock bets if you wish. That Boston Celtics pick, guys, is pretty fucking strong. I can keep talking, guys. I think I'm going to start recording the next episode of the podcast. I've got a 2-hour break in between my job and comedy shows tonight. I am getting up on comedy tonight, doing some stand-up comedy. So expect a podcast episode out early tomorrow. I still have to do research on the picks for tomorrow. The computers are working. I got my friends that I trust working on a couple games. And I'll make my decision on what to release tomorrow. It's looking like a slow day. Pick-wise tomorrow, it's looking like I'm only going to have 2 or 3 picks for you guys. So expect a long intro, maybe a story. Maybe I'll talk about some betting advice. Maybe I'll get a good voice message in between that time and whatever. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to keeping this podcast going strong. And if you made it this far and you listened to the entire show, it means the world to me. Just know that. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are the best. Obviously, just one more time, hit me up on Twitter, JD Sports Picks at JADULANIE. follow me, send me DMs, all that good stuff. Send me a voice message through the podcast link. You can send me an email if you want to check it daily, probably twice a day, jd.pro11@gmail.com. And one more interesting thing, I got a DM from somebody the other day, and they were like, listen, you know that everybody online knows your full name and all that, and your location, all that stuff. And I said, so fucking what? I don't give a shit. Yeah, my name's Antonio John Delaney. I live in New York City. I'll give you my fucking address. I'll give you my phone number if you want. I got nothing to hide, baby. I got nothing to hide. I don't do anything illegal. If you want to rob me for fucking the $8 I have in my wallet, come see me. Like, I don't have any beef with anybody. I don't do anything illegal. I don't do anything wrong. The most illegal thing I'll do, and I'll fucking admit to it, is essentially fucking bet with a local bookie. I mean, and if I'm going to get in trouble for that, so be it. It's a misdemeanor now, so I don't really give a shit. Yeah, and the amount I'm betting with him, I don't think anybody would give a flying fuck. Especially, yeah, dude, I got no, I don't care. You guys know my full name. You guys know a lot about my life. If I ever go up for a job or something, this shit will probably come up. It's like a serious job. That's cool, man. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm trying to get a job right now. Actually, I applied at a treatment center, so hopefully I could be some kind of like counselor aide, and possibly work and then go to school at the same time to become a full-on counselor, get my little drug counseling degree, and we'll see what happens, guys. Things are going good for me right now. Getting robbed on the subway for all my money fucking really sucked balls. Luckily, I'm doing the right thing right now, and somebody came through big time and basically replaced exactly half of that money, so I was able to come up with the other half myself and pay my rent, so I'm good for this month. I'm just worried about next month now. I'm not worried about the podcast going anywhere right now. I'm paid for like the next 2.5 to 3 months. Those tips and donations helped tremendously, guys. I had to make a payment of $415 and change. Those donations helped a lot. If you want any more info on why I have to keep making these payments, it's because I didn't pay for a full year. I paid for a certain amount of data, and that was a bad move, and I can't change that basically contract until next year. So it's basically like paying for, like, I should have just paid up front for the unlimited package, the unlimited data, unlimited files, unlimited uploading, all that stuff. It was like fucking, I think like $1,800. I spend way more than $1,800 doing it this way, but that's cool. Live and learn. I'll know better for next year. But anyway, let you guys go. It was great doing this podcast today. I love you guys. I know it's super long, but who gives a fuck, right? It's my show. I do what I want. I love you guys. Hit me up on Twitter. Good luck tonight. Enjoy the games.